Good morning and praise the Lord, dear beloved, and to the church in the house. This is God's word for today. And today we're reading from the book of Micah in the third chapter, beginning in verse 1. And I said, "Hear, I pray you, O heads of Jacob, and ye princes of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment? Who hate the good and love the evil, and who pluck off their skin from off them, and their flesh from off their bones? Who also ate the flesh of my people and flayed their skin from off them? And they break their bones and chop them in pieces, as for the pot and as flesh within the caldron. Then shall they cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, and as they have behaved themselves ill in their doings. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make the people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace, and he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against them. Therefore night shall be unto you that ye shall not have a vision, and it shall be dark unto you that you shall not divine, and the sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. Then shall the seers be ashamed, and the diviners confounded. Yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of God. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment, and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin. Hear this, I pray you, ye heads of the house of Jacob, and princes of the house of Israel, that abhor judgment and pervert all equity. They build up Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. Therefore shall Zion for your sake be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of the forest. God of mercy. In this scripture, I think we can capsulize the wisdom intended for humanity, in particular to the people of God, by applying another scripture, which compounds the love of God, and that is Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Also, we cannot walk as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. This wisdom here is for us, particularly those of us that profess and are sons and daughters of God, that are heads of the church, particularly pastors. It is our job, it is our responsibility to depend on God by his word with the indwelling of his spirit to lead us, to guide us, and supply us with what it is that we need. And yes, he's going to use people to do that. But let the Lord put the people in our paths and not the devil, because the people of God don't tear down the word of God. The people of God don't destroy and try to demean other people's character and hurt them and tear them down. So it behooves us to give heed to the word of God, because surely we know that God is the all-seeing eye. He's omniscient. He knows everything. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. And he's omnipotent, and he has power to change, fix, and redo anything, particularly when it comes to going contrary to his word by misleading and misusing and manipulating his people. So saints, walk in the word, live in the word. Don't let people lure you away from the truth of God, because God is proving to us by his word he is always there for our sake. Justice will not be served until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are. Benjamin Franklin. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord, we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory again today for your goodness and for your mercy. Thank you, Holy Father, for the opportunity to experience this new day with the saints of our mind, activity of our limbs. And we ask you again, God, to please forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, that again today, God, that you will envelop us in your favor and you will lead us and guide us, God, and allow and love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives with healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation overtaking us. God, as we go, keep us reminded, God, hallelujah, that however affluent you allow us to be, whatever it is that you provide us, whatever it is you put in our life, keep us reminded and help others to be reminded that you're God and you're God alone, and it is you that have made us and not we ourselves. And we are who we are because you have allowed it, God. And we know that none of us that have the baptism of your spirit have it on our own accord. It's because you chose to let it be so. So we thank you, we praise you, and we want to show you gratitude by how we live our lives. We're going to live our lives, God, as according to your word, God, because you've charged us in your word that your people, we are of a royal priesthood. We are peculiar people. We are people that to be separate from those that don't walk according to your will and your word, that those that don't trust you and don't believe in you. And you've given us the gospel of Jesus Christ to help us to know where we are to walk, how we are to walk. God, that we don't get misled by the enemy. But the enemy is on the prowl seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, and he's manipulating people's minds, and people are pulling away from the truth of the gospel, God, because it's not popular. God, and help us, Lord. Those, hallelujah. God, just bless pastors again today. Refresh us, God. Baptize us again right now today with the Bahoshandara Bahoshikobosha. Hallelujah, with the Holy Ghost, that we will stand and preach and teach this gospel without fear, favoritism, or compromise, but we'll preach it and we'll teach it and we'll demonstrate it with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence, Lord, to help people to see that we are not going to yield to new philosophy. We're not going to yield to new fads and trends, but we're going to hold fast to what's written because you said your word is forever settled. You said in your word, God, that you're the Lord God and you change not. You let us know in your word, hallelujah, that don't add to nor subtract from your word. So, God, if we're going to be good students of your word, if we're going to have that ear to hear what you're telling us, if we're going to do what you're charging us to do, then we are going to teach and to preach the gospel according to what's written. And we're not going to allow all this new academia that has evolved from people's feelings and emotions, God, to control us, because what is written is sufficient enough for us to get back the glory. Hallelujah. Because what is written is what caused the church to be saved, to get saved, to be saved, to remain saved. God and others got saved after that. Why would we change it? We shouldn't change it, God. So I pray for every preacher, every one of us, that we try or attempt to change, God, to try to make ourselves popular with people. God, we know that you're going to stop it and not let it happen, because people that pray, God, will seek you in sincerity and in truth. They will be able to discern your spirit, and they will see, God, what's going on that is not of you, and they will separate themselves, Lord. So we thank you, we praise you, we give you honor, Lord. God, and let the preachers preach, God, that our faith will be increased, because we know in your word, and without faith it's impossible to please you. But when we hear your word and we understand the history that you have with humanity, we understand that your word, even from Abraham onward, God, and through the prophets, what you promised your people, how you were there for your people, how you took care of your people, but also how you punished them in their rebellion and their disobedience. So we are learning the wisdom from your word to know how to walk, particularly within dwelling of the Christ of God, to give you pleasure, to give you joy. Hallelujah, that you continue to strengthen us to go forward, to be who you would have us to be, God. And so we preach and we teach, God, we are shedding the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ into the lives of those that are in darkness and don't realize it, because everybody around them are walking in the same darkness. So they have become accustomed to that darkness that they reject the light of the knowledge, God. But somebody, hallelujah, are you going to cause them to lend an ear, and they're going to hear the truth of the knowledge of the gospel, God. And we pray that they will begin to seek you and turn away from that darkness that they're in, impacting the lives of the others, God, in their circles, and cause them to turn before it's too late. Because we see, God, that your long suffering is our salvation, God, because hallelujah. God, because when we look at your word, humanity has already done enough for you to have burned up the world. God, hallelujah. But you are tolerating humanity. You're tolerating the church, God, hallelujah, because the church has been ensnared by the cunning craftiness of Satan and believing the things that Satan is promoting, that trying to make it look like you, God, and they're falling away from the truth, God, because of things and because of being with people of popularity in the world, God. But we're going to seek you because you're the most popular, God, hallelujah. And we know, thank you, God, that people are allowing their feelings, their emotions to control their decision-making, and they're falling away from the truth, God. But when they realize that they're back in that darkness that you were so kind to get them out of, they're going to cry out, hallelujah, in sincerity and in truth, Lord, please forgive me. I've sinned. I fell short because of what I feel, I see, I recognize this darkness, this rebellion that I was in before. God, if you get me out, I promise I'll never do this again, and I'll try to help as many people as I can to not fall back into this darkness. God, when you hear that cry, when you hear the sincerity of that cry, moved by your spirit, God, refresh them, restore them, get them back on the right path in life, God, particularly these pastors, God, because so many have drifted and swerved away from the truth for things of this life. God, so we pray again. I'm praying, and I believe that those believe the gospel for what it is are praying, that you strengthen the preachers and the pastors, God, that are standing firm. God, that we'll preach this truth, that people's faith will be encouraged, God, that the indwelling of the Christ of God, the Holy Ghost, they will be able to discern the spirit of the devil when he comes to try to lure them away from the truth, that they will resist him and make him flee. God, and even for those, God, that when you allow sickness or some malady of some sort to overtake them, God, hallelujah, because of their faith and their trust and their confidence in you, when they begin to cry out to you, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I've failed you in word and deed or in thought, but heal my body, Lord, and get me back on my feet so I can testify that you heal my body, that you got me out of that sick bed, God. And so we're asking you and we're believing you, we're trusting you today, God, hallelujah, that let that testimony, God, just run up and down the hallways in hospitals, in convalescent homes, God, even at homes, in communities, in neighborhoods, hallelujah, to see, God, that you are alive, you are healing, you are saving, you are delivering, you are prospering, you are regenerating, God, hallelujah, that others that are still in darkness will see, and God, and their hearts will get pricked because of the anointing, and they will begin to seek you in sincerity and in truth, and you will save them too from this underworld generation. God, just like it is with those that have lost their self-sufficiency and financial independence, God, as you know, God, hallelujah, there are those that are on social assistance, God, that they don't really want to be on social assistance, but because they lost their jobs, God, because they lost their livelihoods, many of them had to go and get in a part of these programs and these agencies to supply the necessities for their families. But in their heart, they want to provide that for themselves, for their families. God, hallelujah. And so we know, God, that you are the great restorer. We know that you are the great repairer of the breaches, God, and we are beseeching you by your mercy, God, when you hear them crying out, Lord, and as we know you will, God, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word and deed or in thought, and restore, God, my financial independence. Restore my livelihood, Lord. Restore my self-sufficiency. And when you hear that cry in sincerity and in truth, whatever it takes, God, hallelujah, you're going to turn it around. You're going to put it in place in their lives. You're going to open those doors. You're going to provide the opportunities, God, that people will be able to get that restoration that they need to help other people to understand. If you just don't give up on God and let the devil cause you to get out to start lying and cheating and stealing and get caught up in some kind of promiscuity that's immoral and wrong and will pull you down, God will come to your rescue. God, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. Ebo Shabbat. Hallelujah. God, and we're asking you again to strengthen the hearts of those that have lost loved ones. And we know, God, that many times people will get upset with you because they lost loved ones. But God, it's because they just simply don't know. And they don't know what they're doing. But we're praying and we're asking you, God, for put people in their paths, in their lives. God, that when they'll help them to don't let that happen to them, but they'll pray with them, that they will begin to pray and seek you in sincerity and in truth, and you'll strengthen them. You'll console them and comfort them, God, hallelujah. And then they'll live their lives in such a fashion to give you joy, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. We further ask you, Lord God, as we do every day, to look into those homes, God, where people have begun to pray, because there's so much confusion in that home. The husband and the wives are fussing and arguing and debating and can't get along, and it's my way or no way and all these kinds of things, and they're doing it in many places right in front of the children. So the children, they are realizing because of the stress and anxiety in the home, they get out and they go do things, and they get caught up in the ill things of this world because of other children that don't have parents that seek you either. So these children will get out of the home and get in their little groups and get online and using the internet and things. And this is why we see, God, these children, God, they're shooting each other, stealing their parents' guns. They're breaking in people's homes, stealing guns. People are giving them guns they got to shoot somebody to be a part of a gang. God, but we know today, God, hallelujah, that you can protect them from all of that. And we're asking you, God, when you find people that resort and they finally come to the realization, we're going to pray in this house and we're going to seek God in this house and we're going to read the Bible in this house because everything else is causing their family to fall apart. God, and when they begin to seek you in sincerity and in truth, when they begin to pray, God, and read your word together, and that 15 minutes turn into an hour, God, hallelujah, that every day that family will get together and read your word together and pray together. They will even put themselves on dedications, or they'll even fast, God, to show you their sincerity. And when they begin to realize, God, that a little love has coming back in the home, a little peace is coming back in the home, there's some restoration, God, of love, hallelujah, they're going to get to the church house because you're going to draw them to the church house, hallelujah, when they're going to get with the pastor. The pastor's going to be able to bring further clarity and understanding of the word. They're going to seek you when they realize how great you are, how much you love us, how much you love them in their wrong, in their ill doings, God, and they're going to seek you in sincerity, and you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost. God, that home will become a God presence home. God, and it can happen in every home, everywhere. God, but we need, God, I know you are desirous of the church standing up and doing its job and stop allowing the world to pull them away from the truth and the separateness, God, because you said in your word, come out from among them. God, hallelujah, when you find a brother walking contrary to the doctrine and the gospel that you've been taught, you said, avoid them. But the people are gravitating toward all those things. God, hallelujah. But we know, thank you, God, that two can't walk together except they be agreed. And we know, God, hallelujah, that many of these people that say they love you and they stand in the church and tell these lies that you're first in their life, and then they run the street all day and night and during the week. God, we pray, and I'm beseeching you by your mercy, when the pastors stand up with courage, hallelujah, don't be afraid of people going to walk out. God, but let the word either draw them or drive them, that they will get out and go and see how bad off they are, that they'll come back with a humility and with a meekness that you'll save them from this underworld generation. We thank you today, Lord. We give you praise. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. And I believe that every believer around the world that believe in Christianity, that believe in you, God, and they believe that you gave your only begotten son, that he laid down his life. And for that, Jesus, we thank you. God, but we know it's your word that envelops us today, that we can be who you would have us to be. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. God, and we ask you, God, that everyone that seek you in sincerity and in truth, as we know you will baptize them too with the Holy Ghost, that they too will have the indwelling of the Christ of God, that they too will realize that they have the ability to resist the devil and make him flee. So we thank you, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, so that on that day when the Lord Jesus shall stand in the clouds with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel, and when that trump shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then those that are alive and on the earth, God, hallelujah, that have the baptism of your spirit will be caught up together to go meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. God, but until that day, we know that you're going to continue to maintain our cause. God, we know that you're going to continue to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We know that you're going to continue to supply us with whatever it is that we need according to your riches and glory. That, God, to do what you've charged us to do and to be who you've charged us to be. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord, in the name of Jesus the Christ our Lord. So we thank you, God, for the healing. We thank you, God, for, God, the reaffirmation, God. We thank you, God, for the restoration. We thank you, God, for, God, the strength and the power to rise up. God, we thank you for salvation. God, hallelujah. Thank you for enveloping us in your favor. That as we move forward, God, the enemy cannot override us because, hallelujah, we're enveloped in your favor and your spirit will repel those spirits to try to come and captivate our mind and our thinking. God, that it'll help other people to come out of that darkness therein into this light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they too might be saved. So we thank you. We praise you, and again this morning we give you honor and glory because you're God and you're God alone. In Jesus' name we make these requests, and we do believe that you're going to grant them because we ask it, hallelujah, according to your instruction, and we do believe it so. Amen, and thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember again today, people of God, that things are not as bad as they seem. Nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. And you keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. So again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do you also unto them.